As their badger slewed backward, Tomas reached for his sailing strap and missed. Cohen and Obermeyer jammed their hands against his shoulder to steady him. The tracks clattered on the living pavement, then made softer, wetter sounds when they hit the grass. The badger tilted backward down the side of the ditch. Tomas said, "Whoa!" and leaned away from the doors with the rest of the men to compensate. He suddenly felt his cheeks grow warm. Had anyone else spoken? What would they think?
"My first was a hell of a ride, too," Marchbanks said.
The badger slowed, stopped.
"Dismounts now," Lieutenant Tower said. "Up the ditch, cross the road, then get to cover facing upslope."
"Sir," said Sergeant Johnson over the platoon net,
"we can cross support. B squad badgers face up the hill. We can run straight up."
"Stick with your squads, badgers," Lieutenant Tower shouted. "Dismount now." In front of Tomas, the displays cut out. The armored alloy door dropped open, hydraulics catching it a dozen centimeters above the ground. "I might be a virgin, but I won't let my squad mates down." Tomas sprinted out, two steps on the open door, then a turn to the right, loping steps up the side of the ditch to the road. Smoke teared his eyes and scratched his throat. Even with night vision, he could barely see through the smoke's thick roils. He could only hear, not see. Marchbanks and Sharma alongside him, his breath huffed through his open mouth. Tension skewered him when he reached the road. Even with the smoke, uni night vision or lidar might be able to pick up his silhouette, naked atop the living asphalt.
"Go! Go! Go!"
He glanced down and chopped his steps to clear the ruts of the gray wolves and his badger. A sound boomed nearby. Tomas felt it in his chest and through his boots. His badger had fired its main gun up the slope at the launch point of one of the missiles. Despite the plugs over Tomas's earbuds tuned to the unit's net, his ears rang. He took another step, another, then realized Marchbanks shouted for him.
"Neumann, Sharma needs help."
Panting, he turned. A vague human shape sat on the road, another crouching nearby. His helmet augmented the sight with Sharma and Marchbanks' names. "Sharma hit, I never heard the uni fire." He went to the two men. The smoke was thin enough to see Sharma, pain on his face, and Marchbanks next to him.
"How bad?" "Rolled my ankle," Sharma said. "Road's damn all rutted."
The second wave of infantrymen, Obermeyer, Cohen, and Alvarez, hesitated.
"Minor wound," Marchbanks said. "Get going. We'll need covering fire. Can you move?"
Sharma nodded. "I'll stick with you guys."